The Defense Contract Management Agency is putting the finishing touches on its new commercial pricing centers. The centers are supposed to make calls on commercial items and how much DoD ought to pay for them. Steve Trotwine, a senior cost price analyst at the DCMA, helped set up the pricing offices after Congress mandated them. He spoke with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni from the main office in St. Petersburg, Florida.
We are currently establishing presence, in fact, have presence in all but one of the locations in Boston, Philadelphia, Denver, Phoenix, and Indianapolis. And those offices are chartered to fulfill the congressionally mandated role that came out of the National Defense Authorization Act for DCMA to stand up the commercial pricing capability to support the department's objectives in this arena.
When it comes to supporting those commercial prices, you know, commercial pricing is a really confusing process for the government. You know, it's not cut and dry like going to Best Buy and just buy something. You know, it's a long kind of drawn out thing where they have to decide what is commercial and what it's worth. Can you kind of explain to us what that means, how you get to a commercial pricing and how you that process is ongoing and happening?
Sure. There's two parts to it. It's not just the pricing. It's the team first looks at a contractor or a subcontractor's proposal with respect to proposing a commercial item, and we provide advice to government contracting officers with respect to, is this a commercial item or is it not? Once an officer has determined it to be a commercial item, then the next challenge is the pricing. And so our people have to do market research to understand what the market looks like. We've got to compare prices with respect to similar items that have been purchased in that particular market space. And then we have an array of other tools available to us. As a last resort, we could ask for cost data from contractors, for example, to help them support their price, or to ask them to support their price, I should say.
And do you know how many products you go through and what type of products that you're going through when you do these things, you know, maybe in a year or in 6 months or something?
We're not fully stood up yet. We expect to have full staffing by June of this year. But even with that, we've got to get people trained and get them fully onboarded, et cetera. So in terms of our volume, it varies from proposal to proposal, and we don't expect that we really have the full volume in from the department yet, because over time, this team will become the DoD-wide resource to assist contracting officers in making the commercial item determinations and then with the pricing. So we don't really have a good handle on what that volume is going to be at this point, because the department obviously buys millions of items commercially every year.
You brought up these experts. Could you take us through what it takes to train these experts for this office, and what does that training kind of look like, and who are these people? Are they coming from the department? Are they coming from industry?
Sure. We've got a very aggressive hiring program right now, and we're bringing people in from within the government in many cases, but also from the private sector. Some of the people from within the government actually have previous private sector experience, so we're looking for those people who have at least some exposure to the commercial marketplace to bring that expertise into our organization. As far as training, depending on their grade level, and most of these are fairly senior people, so they'll be certified at the at level 3 of the DWEA requirements. And DWEA, again, stands for the Defense Acquisition Workforce Improvement Act. So they get that training, along with some offerings that Defense Acquisition University has on commercial item determinations, market research, and commercial pricing. Then the real key for us is the on-the-job training, where we bring them onto a team, take them through some real-life examples, eventually letting them operate on a smaller case with a mentor, with a more senior individual who's been on longer.
And these senior people, you know, you said that this is a fairly new thing that was mandated by Congress. You know, how do these senior people get their training, or how are they experts in the field to be able to train these new people coming in?
Well, the existing people, we've been piloting this program since 2013, actually. So we've had some people with two and a half years experience now who I would say are our senior folks helping stand up the capability. When I say the people are generally senior, it has to do with grade level. We're bringing these people in at the GS-13, GS-14 level, and they've got a little more experience than, say, bringing in a brand new trainee, whether from outside or inside the organization. So it's a mixture of people who've gotten a couple of years of experience as we piloted the program, and now we're bringing people on board who can be further trained by those who have a couple of years of experience.
And so you've had this pilot going on, and now you're finally getting into, you know, operational capability. What are some of the challenges that you see for the office, you know, now and also a little bit later on when you really get the full volume, like you said?
The biggest challenge we've experienced to date is both within Defense Contract Management Agency, and then because we serve an advisory role to contracting officers, changing the culture in the larger department. Again, that's not our role necessarily, but over time, that's the drive. Is this team is focused on trying to help the department go more in a commercial mode with respect to acquisition, both from a standpoint of prime contracts and subcontracts that our prime suppliers have with their suppliers, to be more in a commercial item acquisition mode and then using commercial pricing techniques. We are in the process of developing guidance for our people. We're developing some of that training I talked about earlier to be delivered to our workforce as we expand, and to our contracting officers and price analysts across the organization who are involved in this. And one of the rationales for why DCMA was selected with respect to housing this commercial pricing capability is that the defense acquisition workforce is extremely large. It's populated by tens of thousands of individuals. There was a recognition that we can't train all of those tens of thousands of individuals to do commercial pricing, to be experts in commercial item determinations and commercial pricing, and keep it current, because the workforce is continually changing. So DCMA, as directed by the National Defense Authorization Act, was designated as the repository of this expertise. But having said that, as I mentioned earlier, it is a tremendous cultural challenge to change the entire department's approach with respect to this type of acquisition.
Stephen Trotwine is Senior Cost Price Analyst at the Defense Contract Management Agency, speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni. Read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.